Hey, welcome to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. This is Marsha, and I apologize, you guys. We've been on quite the hiatus. It was just only a week, right? Just a week, but the girl has definitely been working and getting some things together for the show. Just a week ago, from June 13th through the 17th, I was over in Miami Beach for the ABFF Film Festival. That's the American Black Film Festival, and I must say, this was my first time attending. I didn't know much about it, and I went into this just based off of other people's opinions. And after this show, I guarantee you guys would just probably go and reserve your tickets right now. I would suggest you do that, especially if you're an aspiring filmmaker or actress, or you just want to learn something about the entertainment industry. This is definitely something for you. But the American Black Film Festival is a community of artists, executives, and industry tastemakers who gather each year in Miami Beach to showcase emerging talent and also to celebrate the black culture and create opportunities for people of color to achieve success in the entertainment industry. I enjoyed the five-day action-packed festivities, which included the red carpets. I missed out on one of the red carpets. I am truly upset about that because I was under the weather. Like, who does that? My first day getting there to Miami, I was sick. I had a cold, and I did not want to be on a red carpet just blowing my nose and stuff. But this was for the Superfly premiere. So we had Rick Ross, Trevor Jackson, all the cast from the film was there. And then the producer of the soundtrack, Future, he was there. And it was just a star-studded event on the red carpet, and I missed it, but you can go online and you can check out the pictures and see the clips and also go out and check out the film. Besides the red carpets and the screeners, there were also master classes, celebrity conversations, the tech talks, and of course, since this is Miami Beach, there's going to be parties at nighttime. So the ABFF, they sponsored a party every night, and I went to each and every one of them because you don't want to miss that experience. So with that being said, I sat down with a few panels. Netflix had a panel, and Luke Cage, some of the cast from that was there. Glow, they were there. And also Reverend Run and Justine, they have a new scripted show coming up on Netflix, and they were there to promote it as well, and I was able to sit down with them. But first, I sat down with Simone Misick of Luke Cage. She talks about getting into the role of being a superhero and what was her initial thought once she took on this role. This is what she had to say.
I'm Simone Misick, and I play Misty Knight, the first black female superhero ever created. And I play that character on a show called Luke Cage, which has its second season premiering on Netflix June 22nd.
Oh. Awesome. Let's talk about this role. Did you know that this is what you were walking into?
No clue.
Okay.
Marvel was very secretive, so I thought I was auditioning for some cop named Missy.
Oh, wow.
That worked in the diner undercover.
Oh, yeah.
And when I ended up getting the job, I was completely blown away that I was going to be playing this superhero. I got a call from Jeff Loeb, the head of Marvel, and he's like, congratulations, don't tell your family, move to New York in 2 weeks, and your entire life is going to be changed.
And you left from Detroit?
No, I left from L.A.
L.A.
It was my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, and wow.
It does not miss me. I don't miss
that.
It's not
lost.
You don't need to be bulletproof to be a superhero. Black women have always had superpowers, turning pain into progress. Harlem doesn't need a hero. It needs a queen.
Ready or not, here I come.
I want to bring miracles to Harlem. All of this could be yours. I can be the mother you always wanted me to be.
Ready or not, here I come.
Guns. That's where our money really comes from.
It's time to let the ghosts of the past die.
Mariah almost burned. I want to smell of flesh.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess.
Yes. Everything that belongs to Mariah
I hex you.
Should be mine.
What's
Beastmaster will scorch Harlem to get to her.
You can't hide.
Harlem can only handle one devil at a time.
I'm done playing by the rules. I am who I am.
I know you. You can't be trusted.
Ready or not, here I come.
Luke Cage is doing our dirty work for us.
My dark chocolate Boy Scout. Of course you're going to save me.
Ready or not.
You leave me out there.
Ready or not.
She won't stop.
Ready or not. Here I come.
You want me out there.
Ready or not. Ready or not.
Because without me, God help Harlem. God help us all.
That was Simone Missick. She plays Misty Knight on Luke Cage. Season 2 has finally dropped on Netflix. However, if you have not seen Season 1, you may want to get caught up on that first and then carry it over to the next season. I mean, hey, the weather is a little dreary in Chicago right now. It's a little rainy, so you may want to make it a Netflix and chill type of weekend so you can get caught up. Alfred Woodard, Rosario Dawson, Marshalla Ali, those are just to name a few of the cast members of Luke Cage, which is now on Netflix. Also, I was able to sit down with a few of the cast members of GLOW, which you can also catch on Netflix. The new season is coming up June 29th. Brittany Young and Sadale Noel, they explained to me their initial thoughts once they were presented with their scripts on being women wrestlers. Here's what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Sadale Noel. I play Cherry Bay on Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, GLOW.
I'm Brittany Young, and I play Carmen Wade on Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, GLOW. And our second season is June 29th.
So how did you ladies get into these roles? I mean, you're on a show about wrestling. When you were presented with these scripts, what was your initial thought?
Well, so funny, I got the script from a friend of mine that was also writing a wrestling show. And he gave it to me, and he told me, there's this girl, Cherry, I think it's you. I read it, I told my reps about it, and I was like, I need to audition for this role. If you don't get me in, I will leave you.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then when I got the audition, I didn't know anything about it at all. I didn't know it was actually an 80s, what do you want to call it?
Reality show?
Yes.
Wow.
Scripted wrestling show? Non-scripted, yeah. Wrestling show. So I had no idea until after the fact. But I just knew that because in this industry there are so many things that's being done over, remade, or it's the same cop show, or it's the same,
procedural,
yes, something like that. So I was just like, oh, come here, there's no other wrestling show. Mm-hmm. This is going to be unique and this is going to be different, and I had to be a part of it.
Awesome. What do you say, Brittany?
I mean, I think what really drew me to the project, in all honesty, was the casting breakdown. They sent out saying for all the ladies to come in gym clothes and no makeup. And that is something that is very rare, in Hollywood. And especially for my character, the fact that they use the word gentle and kind, again, as a plus-size actress, they're usually looking for aggressive, bully, mean. So to see that this characters were going to be sweet and kind was something that really, really drew me to the project initially. And then, of course, you know, the physical aspect of it. I've never wrestled. Like, why not? Get paid to kind of do something fun. I'll do it.
1, 2, 3. Oh, it's our film.
Ladies, exciting stuff. Feels a little different around here. And we got a few men in the gym, finally.
Woo! Hubba hubba.
All right, don't distract them. They have work to do.
Excited. Aren't you excited?
My costume still smells like beer and racism.
Was I supposed to wash these?
Did you have a good break?
Yeah.
Just getting divorced. It's complicated.
Usually you do a lot better job of keeping your weird friendship stuff out of the ring.
Just hope she can keep up.
You're on that show, right? GLOW. Welfare queen.
What'd you call my mom?
It's a wrestling show. I'm not the only offensive character. Everyone's offensive.
We have fans. I mean, the girls get letters. There's weirdos waiting outside for them.
Wait.
You're my favorite.
I can see that.
We're gonna be canceled.
I can't believe this.
I think this might have something to do with me.
That was Sadale Noel and Brittany Young. You can catch them on season 2 of GLOW on Netflix, which premieres on June 29th. Just a little known fact, though, about Sadale Noel. She's actually a cast member of Black Panther. Her character was Dora. Dora, let me get this exact name. Her name was Dora Milaje. I guess I'm saying that correctly, but you know, the women warriors, the fighters, the ones who had the bald heads, she actually played the role of one of them. So we have Black women out there doing some, taking on some powerful roles. So she goes from a role of being on Black Panther to now, a film or show of being a wrestler. So please be on the lookout for season 2 on Netflix, June 29th. Now, finally, I was able to sit down with one of my faves. All of them are my faves, but this one really goes back to childhood because I grew up listening to him a little bit. I guess, you know, I'm an 80s baby, so most people would definitely say that I was too young to remember this. But Run DMC, of course, he takes us back. But now, you know, he's a family man. We've all seen him on Run's House with his family. But now him and his wife have a new show that will be premiering on Netflix pretty soon, called All About the Washingtons, and this will actually be a scripted show. I got a chance to sit down and talk to them as well, and let's see what they have to say about what's coming up.
We have a new show coming on Netflix, and it's called All About the Washingtons.
Okay.
You know, our last name is Simmons, but this is a scripted show.
Yes.
And it airs
August 10th.
Yep.
And it's scripted, and we have new kids.
So new kids.
So
okay.
You'll see Angela, so Vanessa, JoJo.
Yeah, okay.
And you will love our new kids.
They're
as
great.
Well.
Oh.
It's scripted. It's not a reality show.
But this is a comedy.
It's a comedy. Yes. It's a love. It's family.
Yeah.
It's,
truthfully, it's it does remind you of Run's House.
It'll remind you of Run's House.
Yeah, we're producers of the show as well, so
it feels like us.
It's basically stories that we are going through in our real life.
Yep.
He wants to retire, which he doesn't really.
Yeah,
he can't even sit still. And I have a lot of ideas I want to do and inventions, and he's trying to slow down, and I'm ready to speed it up.
You know what? It's no time to sit. So what made you decide to come back with something like this?
I was doing a lip sync battle for LL Cool J, and his agent came up to me and said, "What do you think of scripted?" And it kind of caught me off, and I told my manager to talk to the agent. Next thing you know, he connected us to Spielberg's company, Amblin, and ABC. And we put together a reel and ended up going to Netflix. And here we are, August 10th, mm-hmm. All About the Washingtons.
We're going to be looking forward to this.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much
once again. Nice to meet you.
We're looking for, you know, when I initially heard the name, I thought it was all of, you know, like All About the Benjamins.
Right.
You know,
it's
so
like dollar bills instead of $100 bills, right?
Yeah. So what? Dollar bill.
No, but it's just our last. My name is Joey Washington, and she's Justine Washington.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
And he's MC Joe Speed.
I'm not Joseph Simmons. I'm Joe Speed.
Run.
I'm not Run from Run DMC. My name is MC Speed.
Mm-hmm. A lot of flips.
Yeah, a lot of flips. You'll enjoy it.
I will be looking forward to it.
What up, world? It's been a minute since we talked. The time has been treating your mama's favorite rapper well. But I must admit, I miss the adventure of tackling new challenges. So I'm here to let y'all know something big is coming.
Hey, ref, we're ready for you on stage 2.
All right, cool. I'll be right there.
He's on his way.
Dot, dot, dot. Just wait and see.
I have with me Miss Brian Destiny of Stars, and most of us have may be familiar with her from A Girl Like Grace. That was one of my faves.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to Shypedia Podcast. I'm with WGN Plus, and welcome to the ABFF. Is this your first year?
This is actually my second year.
It's your second year. Okay, so what brings you this year?
I had to go to a 29 Below mixer, which was really fun, and I got to meet a lot of fans, you know, that support me. So that was really fun earlier today. Yeah.
Okay.
And just, you know, the festival in itself is just really fun.
You're so beautiful. I recall watching the film on Netflix, A Girl Like Grace, and I said, she's so unique. She has this glamour about her. She looks so young.
You said that on A Girl Like Grace? Yes.
Yeah, because that, you were what?
I was looking rough on there.
No. I think you were gorgeous, even, you know, outside of all the makeup.
Thank you.
Just your character. But coming into a role like that, I think you were, what, 20 years old when you did that?
Actually, I was, I think 19 or maybe 18, just turned 19. Yeah.
So that was a risky role.
Yeah, it really was. I was nervous about it for sure. And it was my very first movie. And to lead a film was very scary to me, especially with people that I like grew up watching. But it turned out really great. And I'm just happy to like have gotten family from that too. So it was a really cool process.
So when you say family, you're talking about maybe like Megan Good.
Mm-hmm. Megan, Garcelle Bouvet, Raven even, and the director of the film, Ty Hodges. We've just all become like a family, and they've just, you know, seen me kind of from the start, and they've always pushed for me and always really supported me, so I'm grateful for them.
When you first saw that script for that role, what did you think?
I thought that I couldn't do it. I think I might have started crying. I'm not sure. It was even like more kind of risky before I even started filming. But I think because I was so nervous, they worked things out for me and like kind of, you know, made it less risky. But yeah, it was a lot.
I can only imagine. I mean, I sat there and I watched that film and I said, oh my gosh, this is deep.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't as familiar. So that's when I always go to Google or I go and research, and you are one of the ones that I definitely looked up. And this was last year. So to see you now is like, you know, it's amazing. And so you're a young actress now. What will be your advice? I mean, like right now, with African Americans in the industry, you don't see many young actresses in the industry. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's something that I just knew coming in, because it's not only in the industry, it's just in society, period, how we get treated, how opportunities are just, you know, not really out there for us as much as the other. I'm just trying to really, you know, just take the box away, like just break the box, change the game, you know, switch perspectives, just switch how people look at, you know, a young black actress and what she can do, what she's capable of, just like, you know, just completely prove them wrong if they think that, you know, we're not universal enough. I think that that is completely wrong, because we are. And we can, you know, do it all, just as much as the next person. So I'm just trying to prove that.
I think you're doing.
Prove it, because there's a lot of people that are killing it too for us. So, yeah.
I think you're doing an awesome job. I could foresee you doing even like greater roles. So you're someone that we should definitely keep an eye out for the years to come. And also, you're a singer. So how do you do both? How are you doing this?
Well, for a minute I wasn't. No, I'm just trying to figure out the balance, really. I'm like learning myself just how to you know, take time out for the show and time out for my music. So it's a little struggle, a little juggle, but I'm getting it.
All right. So what else? Is there anything that we should be on the lookout for in the future from you?
So far right now, just Star Season 3, which I'm about to go film in a few weeks. And it's going to be out in the fall. And my EP called On One's Own coming soon. So my own original music I'm really excited about. I'm Ryan Destiny, and I'm with WGN Plus,
and you are listening to us.
It works. It works.
Man, this was really a great time. The ABFF is definitely something that anyone who's interested in the entertainment industry should attend. I know for the next 3 years, they'll definitely be out in Miami Beach. But just a small recap of all the things that I experienced. A screening of Down for Whatever. It starred Hosea Sanchez, LaToya Luckett. Also, we had the red carpet for that. They had the red carpet for the Purge film. There were so many red carpets in the workshops and the panels. It's just so much to do out there. And then at the same time, you can just enjoy the Miami weather and go to the beach and just walk down the strip on Collins. It's just so much to do, so much to learn, so many people to meet and network with. You have to go to our Facebook page. You have to go to our Instagram page, check out all the pictures, see the people that we met. And I'll just name a few. Let me go down the list. I had the opportunity of meeting Boris Kodjo. Oh my gosh. Like, I mean, he really does look the same in real life, but this man is really tall. He's nice looking. He's fine. Okay. So of course, Reverend Run and his wife. I met the guy from Waiting to Exhale, and he also played in Forrest Gump, Michael T. Williamson. We have a local here, a local filmmaker, Ryan Lamar. I'm sure all of you guys should have heard by now, Canal Street Movie. That will be coming out in theaters in September, so be on the lookout for that. The cast is just totally known, and this is a faith-based film, so be on the lookout for that one as well. I ran into Roland Martin, you know, and he was a really nice guy, and he was just so busy. Like a lot of the interview rooms, we were like meeting each other outside the door. He'll interview someone and I will follow right behind him. And then it's just so many people to name. Carl Payne from Martin, you know, we had conversations. I mean, it was just so many people out there. I just can't even name all of them. But nonetheless, it was a really nice time, a nice experience. And once again, anyone who's interested in being a filmmaker and being an actress or actor, you should invest in taking a trip out to Miami Beach next year in June for the ABFF 2019. And once again, I look forward to seeing you guys. I definitely want to give a shout out and a thank you to everyone that allowed me to interview them. Also, Strategic Heights Media, big shout out to them. And man, it's just so many people to name. Oh my gosh. But nonetheless, thank you to the Shypedia listeners. Please go to our Instagram page, share, follow our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter. Also, go ahead and register or follow us on iTunes. Never miss another episode. This is our episode, our 21st episode. So everyone who's been following us thus far, thank you so much. There's so many things to come in the future. Up until then, I'm going to let you guys go. We're going to wrap this one up. Peace out. Until next week.
All right, WGN, Shypedia Podcast. This is Rev Run. That is my wife,
Justine Simmons.
We're out. We love you.